Welcome back to Generate Joy. This is a bonus episode, and it is all about identity, which is one of my four core content pillars that I talk about regularly on Generate Joy: identity, purpose, mindset, and encouragement. So this podcast is dedicated to spurring you on to faithfulness in Jesus. And how better to do that than to create a resource that you can actually use in your everyday life? So this is a special bonus episode where I'm going to break down exactly step by step how to use this simple 30-day reset guide on identity. This guide is a resource created to help you boost your confidence in Christ by reminding you of what God says about you so that you can think the thoughts of God on purpose. So if you're ready to get some quick growth in your thought life and boost your confidence in Christ, scroll down to the bottom of the show notes in this episode, grab this free download, and keep listening. Welcome to Generate Joy, a podcast for women ready to discover their unique God-given purpose and step into a life of freedom, focus, and fulfillment. Hi, I'm Amy Davis, certified CBT life coach and Christian mentor. Every week, I'm bringing you biblical strategies and tactical practicals for spiritual growth, mindset mastery, and more. I want to help you get inspired, unstuck, boost your confidence, and start building a life you love. I want to help you stay faithful to God and learn how to generate the type of joy that's contagious. I know you're going to be encouraged by this episode, so let's get into it. So many resources available online on the topic of Christian identity. And I have to admit, I was really hesitant to put something like this together just because I got a little intimidated. And I started thinking, oh, there's other people doing this. But God kept prompting in my heart to share this 30-day guide because, well, you keep showing up here. So if you keep showing up here and you're listening to this, then odds are you're probably going to follow through and you're going to download the guide and you're going to want to use it in your everyday life, which I hope and I pray that you do. So let's do this. If you're feeling stressed out or overwhelmed, you think, you know, like you don't have any time to do something like this. Listen, this is not a really in-depth study on eschatology or anything like that. This is just a little resource put together, short, quick. I'm teaching you how to create thoughts to think on purpose. It is not in-depth. It should not be intimidating at all. The 30 days is only there to kind of help build a habit of thinking the thoughts of God on purpose. So I get it. And I recently did an episode on five things that impact our identity and what God says about it. It's episode 36. I'll put that in the show notes too, so you don't have to think about that right now. But it's definitely worth a listen because there are so many things that are impacting what we think about ourselves on a daily basis. And we go through different seasons. So if we can be rooted and grounded in who we are in Christ, it is really going to benefit us in our growth and in our stability, our perseverance, our dependency on the Lord, our quick to bring God our cares and our worries. And so that's why I wanted to create this resource, is to help train our brain to do what it was supposed to do in the beginning, which is to think and interact with God. So one thing I want to just kind of point out to begin with is these are all suggested ways that you can use this guide to create thoughts for yourself. So I put together 30 prompts from Scripture that if you've been listening to me for a while, you know how important it is for us to have healthy, valid, true thoughts and to think those thoughts on purpose. Recently, I have become certified as a CBT life coach, which means cognitive behavioral techniques, and it is helping me understand even more deeply the effects of our thoughts that it has on our emotional and physical health. And it's so amazing to just see how quickly our thoughts can impact our emotions and motivate us to take better actions and habits and, you know, reach better goals and all of the things. Okay. So these are all awesome reasons why this resource is so key to helping us grow in our relationship with Jesus. Let's get into it. So here we are, the 30-day reset guide called Identity, discovering what God says about who you are. Here are the directions for how to use this guide. First, you're going to download it. Then you're going to locate, you know, like the day that you're doing the prompt. Like if it's number one, you're going to read number one, you're going to read it. The thought of the day, there's a scripture there and you're welcome to use this for like a deep dive, even as a Bible study, but it's really just intended for you to kind of read through it and to keep that thought in your brain throughout the day. There's a scripture there that correlates with the thought, where the thought came from. And it allows you to read the scripture, and I would encourage you to read it. Like, you can read that page, you can read the download, you could read it on your app, but I would encourage you to actually read it in your Bible if you had a second to look it up. It just, there's something special about holding God's word open. Then you're going to write down your thoughts. Now, you do not have to do this step, and maybe you don't even do it every day, but if you read a true thing that God says about you in scripture, and you have questions, or you have hesitation to believe it, or you just have like a, like there's some sort of resistance to that, that is a good indicator that God's wanting to work that in your heart. And it's a great opportunity for you to journal about it, write about it, think more deeply about that thought, and maybe figure out why it is that you don't want to think that or you don't believe it, even though the scripture is right there to back it up. So it's always good to work through that hesitation with God, which leads me to my next one, is to pray about it. Not a long drawn out prayer. You know, a lot of these thoughts on the sheet are things you already know, but it's just a way to remind you to renew your thoughts and to put that thought on God. So thanking Him for the truth of His word. And then there may be some things on this sheet that you've never thought about before. And so just talking with God about that, thinking through and asking Him for belief, asking Him for wisdom, asking Him to help you. This is just a great like jump off points to grow your conversation with God through prayer. And then the fifth step is to think about that thought, whatever the prompt is for the day, think about it 3 times during the day on purpose. Just let that thought linger through your mind. You know how you get a song stuck in your mind, just bits and pieces of it. I said pizza, you know, I love that, but bits and pieces of it throughout the day. That is how God's word needs to be in our heart, that we're lingering and savoring the goodness of God's word, what He says about us throughout the day. So if you want, you can set some reminders, but just keep it in your mind all day. And then the last is just to repeat it, do it again the next day. See, it's quick, it's easy. It can be as in-depth and thorough as you want, or it can just be quick reminders for you to think about throughout the whole day. But this 30-day habit that you're building to finish this, you know, the resources and this whole guide is going to help build your thought life to be on Jesus. Romans 12:2 tells us to renew our mind. Let me read that verse to you. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." And then also 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ." And we need to start with destroying the arguments and every lofty opinion that we make in our own thought lives. Our own brain will seek out evidences from our past, from yesterday and the day before and the day before that, that will prove what we want to make true about ourselves. That's how our brain works. It's an effort for our brain to make things easy and simple. Okay? But as new creations, as daughters of God, as women of God, those past evidences are null and void at the foot of the cross. We have to let those things go and reprogram our thinking with who God, our Creator, says is true about us. It's so important. So I'm going to give you 5 tips really fast just to make this 30-day reset guide as useful as possible. So here are some things that I do when I'm doing this. I will set a time to do this exercise nearly about the same time every morning. So I'm going to do mine at like 6:45 in the morning while my kids are getting ready for school, just to get my thoughts focused on the Lord and just dive really quick into this guide. Set a place where you will be. That's the second one. So another tip is to just pick the couch or the kitchen table. I try not to lay in my bed and do stuff like this because I don't want it to form the habit of just being lazy with God's word. I want to put a bit of effort into it and to start this habit and routine of getting up and spending time with God. So I think it's neat to just pick a place where you want to be ahead of time. And then gather some supplies that you want to keep there, like a pen, a journal, your actual hands-on Bible. I have a little blanket, and I move my chair to where I know I'm going to see well, because the lighting in the morning in my living room is not always bright and cheerful. So I sit near the lamp so I can see well. And just put anything that you might need so you're not tempted to get up and have to go hunt something or, you know, grab something and get distracted and move on to something else. So just gather your supplies. Another thing is, this is my favorite tip, and I would do this with a lot of things throughout the day. So when you think the thought that is on the sheet, smile. There is so much research about how smiling, even the smallest movement of your face muscles in an upward direction, like to form a smile for like 10 minutes, can literally cause your body to release dopamine, endorphins, serotonin, like these positive hormone chemicals in your body to make you feel better. These are like neurotransmitters that are associated with like lowering your anxiety and all of the feelings of happiness and stuff. So it's not the emotion, but it's literally like the physical act of smiling will release these hormones and chemicals in your body. And when we pair them with thinking on Christ, it's creating these like neurological pathways and getting our brains like unstuck from these ruts that we've created to avoid thinking about Jesus. So when we think on these thoughts, one challenge I would give you, one tip I would give you, is to just make yourself smile. I want you to just try it out and see for yourself if it helps. And then another tip I want to give and offer you is to just set some alarms. I have alarms on my watch or alarms on my phone. Sometimes I'll set my microwave, the timer on my microwave, to go off so that I know and I'm keeping up with the time throughout my day. So I'll pair those with thinking these thoughts on purpose. So there's no pressure. If you miss a day, just think about the thought from the day before. If you don't have time to sit down and open your Bible and do the whole thing, read it on your app. Like, the point is to learn the truth about who God says that you are and to play that over and over in your mind throughout the day. And it helps us build new habits and focus on intentional thinking. It's so great. So if you want to join me, I'm going to start this guide myself on April 1st. Those are just some tips and directions on how to use the download and how it could be useful for you. Okay, all of that. There's some tips, there's the directions. It's a lot to explain, but it's really not a lot to do. So I absolutely would love to hear how this blesses you. If you're going to join in the challenge starting in April, just shoot me an email. It's amydavis.lifecoach@gmail.com. It is super easy, little email. Just shoot me an email and let me know if you're joining me, if you're going to be a part of this. I'd love to hear about it. Okay, so this is your cue now to scroll down to the show notes, download your copy of the 30-Day Reset Guide on Identity, Discovering What God Says About Who You Are, and go follow Generate Joy so you don't miss any of these next episodes coming up. It's going to be awesome. Have an awesome rest of your week, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Generate Joy. If you know somebody who might benefit and be encouraged by this episode, go ahead and share the podcast with them. And it really does help other people find Generate Joy if you leave a starred review or a comment. So if you have 2 seconds, just scroll down to the bottom of wherever you're listening to your podcast right now and leave me a starred review. It would really bless me big to hear what you're thinking about Generate Joy and help the podcast be found by more women who are wanting to grow in their faith. All right, friend, have an awesome rest of your week.